Yeah, no, for sure. Thanks very much. And no, it was very highly appreciated. I was very annoyed I couldn't make it back, but I was racing in Dubai on Thursday, and through then commitments wouldn't allow me to get back in time. But listen, there was no better man up on the stage picking up the prize with me dad, which probably only for him I wouldn't have been here today, and including me mum, obviously.
Looking at the big headlines that made a lot of the papers here in Ireland, and especially in Donegal, was the news that you were heading to Hong Kong. Tell us, first of all, how that actually came about for you, Martin.
To be honest, it was a little bit, it was a pleasant surprise after Christmas this year. I was back home for 6 days, and when I got back to England, I received an email from one of the head stewards from the Jockey Club asking, did I have an interest, or would I have an interest in riding in Hong Kong? And basically, a few years ago, when I had a couple of really good winners in England and back in Ireland, the Group 1 winners, I threw in a CV, and basically, it's kind of they license jockeys for 3 years, three times every year. That's the procedure, and basically, your name goes in the hat every time there's basically an inquiry. They put your name in the hat, and then basically 4 or 5 other jockeys from other countries be accepted or asked to come to Hong Kong and join them. And yeah, thankfully I was one of them after Christmas.
Obviously the form has been very good for you last year. You had over 87 winners, you had 3 winners in Qatar, so 90 podiums, very happy with that. And that would have helped your case as well, Martin?
Yes, it probably would. Listen, the main thing for any jockey, especially in England, is try to get to the 100 winners mark every year. Whether it's good winners, bad winners, a winner's a winner. But listen, if you can get anywhere near 100 or 100 or above, you've had a good season, and that's as I say, everyone's aim. And you know, I don't get me wrong, I was trying very hard for the 100, but I ended up with 90 between here and Qatar, and then there we go.
You've achieved that goal. It's something of a boyhood dream, no doubt.
No, for sure. Listen, it's been a long way. Picked up a few injuries along the way, but thankfully I've walked away from all of them. And, you know, it's good to leave Letterkenny. And, you know, there's plenty of good sports people there that don't get the same recognition as me. But hopefully they will one day. You know, I'm a small fish in a big pond. And I'm going to be a very small fish in a massive pond when I reach Hong Kong. But, listen, if you don't have a target or a name in life, or a goal to set, you know, it's not worth giving it a shot. But, you know, it went from when I left Mr. Bulger's in Ireland to going to England. It was like starting out in a new chapter, and that went well. And if Hong Kong goes anyway as well as England has, I'll be quite happy.
And just talk to me, tell me about your career so far, Martin. We all know the issue of cutting weight and trying to keep things right, and we've read the book about AP McCoy and some of the texting elements he had to do to keep that weight and stay in shape. Can you just delve in, maybe let our listeners know a bit more about your training regime and how you do that?
Yeah, listen, it's obviously it's never easy. Everyone obviously takes on different weights. My bottom weight day on a day-to-day basis will be 8 stone 80, 8 stone 9, which is it's light enough. But that's where I have to draw a line and say that's my bottom weight. I walk around most days 8.11, 8.12. But when I say I'm walking around 8.11, 8.12, it's not a matter of fact that I'm lying in bed every day. You know, I could easily reach 9 stone, 9 stone 2 every day. And then and instead of bringing off 2 or 3 pounds every day, I'd be bringing off 6 or 7. But that's what you can't allow yourself to do, because if you're taking off 6 or 7 pounds before you end up getting in the car and going to York, Newmarket, obviously I'm based there, so it's not that far, but anywhere you're going where the motorway traffic is quite bad and you have to sit in the car between 3 hours going there and 3 hours back, it's never easy. But listen, it's just a regime you have to get in. I walk 4 or 5 miles religiously every morning, 6 days a week. I always take Sunday off, and swim after that, and maybe in the sauna for between a half an hour and 45 minutes every day.
And obviously, there was doubts in your mind. Did you ever think you would get the opportunity, or were you always fully focused that this was going to happen for you?
Well, listen, I always had the intention. Hopefully, it would happen. I wouldn't say I had the intention it was going to happen, because that would be the wrong thing to say. You know, a lot of people set out in life to make goals, and never reach them. So you can never get too far ahead of yourself. And when I had a few bad injuries between breaking me back in Ireland and then breaking me neck in England, you know, that gives you a proper check in life and say, listen, you're lucky to be back walking, let alone being able to get back on a horse, racehorse, something, you know. Riding a racehorse for me is more of a hobby than my job, you know, which is fantastic. Most people, you know, they have to go to work every day, and if they like their job or not, they've got to put up with it because, you know, the worst case scenario, I have to miss a meal or miss two meals and sit in the car for a few hours, but still at the end of the day and getting on something that I love doing, so that definitely breaks it up.
Look at how many times you ride throughout the year. Some years you're riding over 600 times, other times you're maybe 400 or 500. It's still a huge pressure on your body. Some days it could be maybe 10 to 15 rides. How does that affect you?
Yeah, no, for sure. It's hard. This year's probably been one of my hardest seasons, regarding putting my body through a bit more of a pain barrier than I should have. But listen, there's a method behind everyone's madness, and obviously I was fine for that 100th winter, and I kept going very, very hard in November and December. I would usually have a break somewhere after the grass season's over, but I kept going, and obviously I didn't reach it. But listen, there's after not reaching 100 winners, I was annoyed, but then come January the 5th, I get an email from Hong Kong, and that brings you back up to good spirits again.
Ruby Walsh was here on Friday night, but previously during the week he was doing a little bit of media and chatting to us here in Highland Radio, and he actually noted that tactically within racing, horse racing is a big part now as well, as obviously the physical battle that you have to go through, staying fit and that, but tactically as well, do you spend long at that?
Yeah, listen, you definitely have to get drawn in it, because there's a lot of, as I said, whether sports people in Letterkenny, whether it's jockeys in England or jockeys in Australia or Hong Kong, you know, everyone has to get drawn into that bracket now. You've got to be, fitness is a massive thing, and it's getting bigger and bigger throughout the world day in, day out, regarding sports people, which is very good, because when your mind is at the top level of fitness, it makes you think quicker, and, you know, it's only a split-second decision, whether it's for a runner, swimmer, jockey, footballer, and listen, it's definitely a thing you have to get drawn into. But in my case, or any jockey's case, when you jump out of the stalls, you can be planning to be very handy in a race. People might be standing in a betting shop saying, why isn't he there? But listen, horses are, you know, they're animals at the end of the day. Things change from that split second when them stalls open. If they get a fright, they don't jump as well as you wanted in the jump. You know, they think we might have them at the back of the field sometimes, when they shouldn't be there, but that's not our choice. It's just the way it unfolded.
And looking at you, when you think about racing, you think about England. It's a nice place to race. Dubai, it's a very, very nice place to race. Pinching yourself at times when you have to go to Dubai, and now you're going to Hong Kong. I know we spoke about it earlier in the interview, but what an experience is going to be for you, Martin.
No, for sure. Listen, thankfully, I've had a few trips away. Hopefully, it's a stepping stone to Hong Kong. I was in Qatar last year. I had a trip to Dubai a few days ago. It didn't do any good, but I was there taking part. And listen, all that, you know, maybe when I was trying to get into Hong Kong 2-3 years ago, maybe it wasn't the right time for me. I'm 29 now. I'm probably, you know, I'm probably riding from what I feel at the top of my game to maybe take a step into Hong Kong. And listen, when I go there, I could be, as I say, I'm going to be a very small fish in a big sea. And if I don't do, listen, Hong Kong is still going to be a good stepping stone for experience, whatever else comes out of it. If I do well over there, win, lose, or draw, there's definitely going to be something to pick up, whether it's riding against us Hong Kong jockeys, Joey Marrero, Zach Porton, a lot of very, very good jockeys there that get invited to Japan, China, you know, and if, you know, when you're riding in Ireland, I went to England, you race against different jockeys, and, you know, you always pick up something, whether it's the jockey style or his mentality when he jumps out of the stalls or any of that. But surely when I leave Hong Kong, as I say, win, lose, or draw, I'll pick something up from it. And if you can put a little bit together in every puzzle, that's what makes good jockeys.
Does that come with experience, Martin, picking up those elements and then, you know, trying it within your own races, and obviously from that you're learning and moving forward. and making you a better racer, would that be fair to say?
No, that's definitely fair to say. Listen, you cannot beat experience. Wherever you are in the world, whatever you do, experience is number one. And, you know, it's up to yourself if you want to try to learn something from it. But, you know, that's the person decision, whatever you're dealing with. But definitely experience for me is number one. And riding against different jockeys, different tracks, traveling around the world, you know, it's all an experience that you can't get anywhere, really.
Your decision-making back a number of years ago, you went freelance, Martin. Was that a huge decision for you at the time?
It definitely was. I thought I moved to Marco Bodies, and I thought it was a good move, and it wasn't a bad move, but he had a lot of good horses, and since then he actually hasn't found many more, unfortunately. But it was just something that I decided to take on my own back, and I thought it would be the best for me for my career going forward. And, you know, it was, because it's like me leaving England for a few months now thinking, is Hong Kong going to go good or bad? But the main thing is I'm not going to miss too much time in England, whatever way it works out, because the until the Guineas in England, nothing really, you miss a few meetings here there, but from the Guineas onwards, it gets quite serious. So I can still have a good experience, hopefully, in Hong Kong and come back and work away as England is where I left off.
And looking at jockeys this year, going over from England, possibly Ireland, do you feel there'll be more jockeys heading over to Hong Kong who might get that opportunity in the future?
Well, listen, the ones that's been there is like been Ryan Moore, William Buick, James Doyle. They more or less get that opportunity every year, whereas I don't, because they have basically Godolphin behind them. You know, Ryan Moore's obviously riding a lot for Aidan O'Brien, but when you have people like that supporting you, it makes it easier for the jockey club. But it's like seeing someone that maybe has a bit of talent and they never get to show it somewhere else in the country. And I'm not just relating that to me. You know, my father walked away from that sports awards the other night and said, Martin, you wouldn't believe how many people is there between swimming, running, whatever, etc. That the amount of talent that is about Donegal, which is fantastic. But, you know, hopefully one day they get to show it whether it's live TV or a big contest. But, you know, it's a big thing for me to get into Hong Kong. As they would say, the smaller person getting a chance, and listen, that's what it's all about over the world.
From the point of view of yourself, Martin, 2019, an exciting year. Anything else we can look forward to hearing, hopefully?
To be honest, listen, I'm looking forward to Hong Kong and see how that goes. And listen, as I say, whether I come back and you're speaking in 2 months on the radio and I'm saying we had two or three winners, and, you know, Hong Kong is a very, very tough place, and anyone that's messaged me, I've let them know that, and it's not me being soft, but, you know, it's a whole new thing. It's like me starting my career again, basically, but luckily I've always got England to fall back on, and even Ireland, whatever, but for the next 3 months, it's an absolute no-brainer to go and give it a go. And listen, if I walk away in 3 months' time and never go back to Hong Kong, well, that's my decision. And worst case scenario, I should definitely take something back from there.
And before I let you go, Martin, you touched on it a wee bit. I can hear in your voice what Donegal means to you and your roots. And what advice would you give to any young person starting out?
To be honest, listen, as I say, if someone wants it bad enough, they work hard, and there's plenty of hard workers back in Donegal. Obviously, I'm not familiar with them all. You know, young Dylan Brown McMoneagle's probably one obviously in my game that I know, and I know day to day what he's doing, and fair play to him. He's still going through his education, which I know his mother is making him do, which is good. My mother tried to make me do that, but I wouldn't accept it. But I would definitely advise everyone to finish out their education for sure, because look at me, I had a few injuries, and there's nothing to say that I mightn't have walked away from them, but luckily I did, and I'm still doing what I love doing. But listen, work hard, definitely get your education, and fitness is a massive key to success in any sport.
And this week before you go, I know you're taking things a little bit handy before you head out to Hong Kong.
Yeah, no, for sure. I just took a holiday for 5 days, actually, and I'm relaxing. Probably worrying about Hong Kong more than ever now that I have time to think about it. But anyway, listen, we'll relax for 5 days the best I can, and I don't know if it's excitement or nerves. But anyway, we're going to get on that plane, and hopefully I don't be coming back to looking for mommy's dinner after a week in Hong Kong.